The ship trembled and creaked as the engines fired. A crude, a rougher version of our usual last-minute escapes. I felt a sudden fear. Of course, this ship had to get away from Mogul before the city-sized guns could fire. But that also meant our friends would never find us. Avon didn't seem so worried by the prospect. He looked coolly round the teleport room, appraising it for strengths and weaknesses. The young woman who'd rescued us went over to the bald, tattooed man and handed him a computer card. It was the same kind of card that Avon had in his belt, which we would have used to download the data bank. Had they beaten us to it? The young man removed our bracelets and took them to the box where they were stored. They left Avon and me unguarded. I glanced quickly at him and he shrugged. We would play it cool, see what these people wanted, and whether we could steal that card. The bald man looked the card over with satisfaction. He was clearly their leader. I tried to make sense of the pattern of the tattoos that marked his head and realised they weren't tattoos, but scars.
And you are?
The scarred man got to his feet and came over to us. He was tall, muscular, but lithe like an eel. His name, he said, was Gildon Trent.
Should we be impressed?
Gildon Trent smiled, the same easy smile, as if this was all some joke.
No, he said, we shouldn't be impressed. We should never have heard his name. That was the whole point. Whatever his crew attacked or stole, whoever they might kill, they'd made it look like we'd done it.
You pretend this ship is the Liberator, that you're all Blake's crew. You're trying to frame us.
No, said Trent, merely to add to the legend.
Oh, no. You're Blake devotees.
Trent smiled thinly.
Not quite, he said.
Pity. Blake would love having disciples. You just want a piece of the action.
Yes,
said Trent. He wanted a share, and he had something to propose. But before we got down to business, perhaps we'd like a tour. It was a smaller, slower ship than Liberator, and they didn't have a Zen. Their ship computer didn't speak at all.